On Becoming a Leader, author Warren Bennis. The Importance of Leaders. Today, the concept of leadership is becoming somehow different. It appears that we no longer think of a leader as the great man who is going to save the world. But no matter how collaborative people and organizations are, there is still a need for someone who choreographs the players and makes decisions. Therefore, we must admit we can't function without leaders. Leaders are necessary for three basic reasons. 1. They are responsible for effectiveness of companies and organizations. 2. They inspire people and give them hope for progress. 3. They ensure the integrity of organizational systems. The qualities of leaders. Great leaders share certain qualities. 1. Guiding vision. 2. Passion. 3. Integrity. Leaders versus managers. There are many differences between managers and leaders. Some of them are as follows. 1. Managers focus on systems. Leaders focus on people. 2. Managers maintain. Leaders develop. 3. Managers do things right. Leaders do the right thing. 4. Managers rely on control. Leaders inspire trust. 5. Managers are a copy. Leaders are an original. 6. Managers administer. Leaders innovate. 7. Managers imitate, leaders originate. 8. Managers are the classic good soldiers, leaders are their own persons. 9. Managers have a short-range view, leaders a long-range perspective. 10. Managers accept the status quo, leaders challenge the status quo. 11. Managers ask how and when, leaders ask what and why. 12. Managers have his or her eyes always on the bottom line. Leader's eye is on the horizon. Good leaders invent themselves. To become a leader, you must become yourself. To become the maker of your own life. I admit, there are no rules for doing this, but there are some important lessons. Lesson 1, you are your own best teacher. Lesson 2, accept responsibility. Blame no one. Lesson 3, you can learn anything you want to learn. Lesson 4, true understanding comes from reflecting on your experience. Innovative learning is the type of learning that produces leaders. Learning what it takes to learn, and what we should learn, is important in human evolution. In most situations, conventional learning is described in two modes, namely maintenance and shock learning. These modes make systems operate by reacting to occurring situations, which leads to loss of control and failure. Instead, the modes should be replaced by innovative learning to succeed. Innovative learning focuses on the future, as actions are taken in anticipation of the future, rather than reacting to the occurrences. This is a key aspect of learning to be a leader, as it induces the attribute of leading rather than adapting to situations. Innovative learning is based on three pillars: anticipation, learning through listening, and active participation. The broadening experience. Learning through experiences can be attained through travel. Traveling, as is commonly said, broadens one's knowledge and reveals things that could not be learned in local areas of your life. The different culture, language, and activities challenge a person to think differently to adjust to the new place. Most leaders traditionally have been travelers. Travelers are able to take a fresh view of the foreign land and at a different angle. In order to understand self, one needs to reflect on their inner self. The free time in which one has no worries and maintains inner peace. Although the time is used for meditation, a leader is able to discover and understand their experiences much better, which then helps them learn. In addition to the respite, one also needs to have friends and mentors. No leader has ever been successful without having people they could point to and identify them as their mentors and sources of encouragement. Adversities that a person faces are also platforms that are tantamount to learning experiences. With every mistake you make, there is a lesson to be learned. It is encouraged that people explore their creativity without fear, for it is through the mistakes made through exploration that expertise and perfection is achieved. Operating on instinct. A successful leader needs to rely on both the left and right side of the brain. This requires the combination of the use of intuition and conceptual skills with the logical and analytical thinking skills. Successful managers must learn to balance the two, and learn when to trust the instinct that shows them that something will surely succeed. The blessed instinct is key to the success of a leader, as it helps the leader to plan, on how to succeed in evolving industries and situations. Many successful leaders state that the trust in the gut feeling was the key to their success. The instincts should be guided by a vision of the future where the leader wants to be. Hence, the intuition guides in making decisions to achieve levels that they never did before. Basic qualities of sound leadership. 1. Being your own person. Leadership is a product of an original self that developed from some of the lowest levels in life to the highest standards in life. In order to be a great leader, all you can learn is the way to learn what you need to know. Afterwards, the lessons make an original self that through their expressions of living life, they develop to leaders. The foundation to becoming a leader is through the use of your gifts and skills fully, and being yourself. Eventually, one's vision manifests itself, and following the aim to achieve it makes you a successful leader. 2. Reflection. A leader learns from their past through reflection. Reflection on past experiences needs to be a habit, as the past experiences always have a lesson to teach. Reflecting on the negative occurrences in one's life is more common than reflecting on the triumphs that they had. Reflection should be followed by strategic action on how to improve. 3. Understanding what you want in life. In order to be a leader, one requires understanding of what they want in life. In this context, one needs to express their ambitions in terms of the way that they want to lead their lives. The first test that you should perform is identifying what you want, your abilities and capacities. Next, understanding what drives you and what gives you satisfaction. 4. Mastery of the task. Mastery of the task is also an important value for leadership. If you have the drive and desire to perform a particular activity, then you definitely have the enthusiasm to practice and master the task, as an artist masters their work. The leader does not simply become conversant with what they do. They master their profession through concentration and paying attention to detail. 5. Strategic thinking. A leader is unique in the challenges they face, the adventures to performing new tasks that are only unique to them. They need to be creative in their strategic thinking as they plan towards a specific goal. Therefore, the initial step is to identify the target set. Once the target is set, creativity is employed to identify possible setbacks that may be faced along the way, best solutions, and identifying the risks that are involved in the plan set out. Leading a team. A leader is not successful until the entire team succeeds. Therefore, good leaders are those that are able to work well with others, including the people working below them. Good people skills, empathy, and knowing how to take charge without taking control is essential. When one takes charge, they allow their staff the freedom to explore their potential and creativity while working on a collective vision. The key is to create a working environment that has minimum friction between the staff, which enhances communication and coordination. The leaders also need to cultivate trust between the staff. The key ingredients for trust are constancy, congruity, reliability, and integrity. Leading today. A leader needs to understand the changing world and the dynamics that can help the organizations. Organizations need to understand the changing forces that run the world, such that they create systems that are relevant and helpful to them. There are three main forces that influence the change in the world today. 1. Technology. 2. Global interdependence. 3. Demographics and values. Organizations in the 21st century need leaders rather than managers. The leaders required for the corporate society need to evolve in the method of learning to innovate learning and to be able to prepare for future changes adequately. In summary, younger leaders are encouraged to embrace failure in a positive light as it leads to success in the end. Additionally, the main themes that are given as advice to the young executives are taking advantage of every opportunity, knowing oneself, and aggressively searching for meaning in everything. Finding meaning requires engagement in all levels to learn from mentors and from the organization itself.